This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. As hate crimes continue to rise across Canada and Manitoba, the provincial government has announced a new $1 million security enhancement fund aimed at helping communities from targeted intimidation, vandalism, and hate-motivated incidents. Premier Wobegnu announced the fund on Monday, saying it will help community organizations and places of worship strengthen safety measures across the province.
Now, I want to make very clear, as the premier of this province, that when somebody commits a hate crime, they're committing a crime against all of us as Manitobans. There is no place for hatred in our society. And it's often said that anti-Semitism is the oldest form of hatred. It was pretty nasty when we saw some very ugly, ugly symbols depicting that form of hatred just a number of weeks ago. And so this is an idea that we were working on, inspired by the federal program, of course, for some time. But I think the renewed impetus came because of what we were seeing in the community through the holiday season.
Gnu was referring to a recent incident at Kelvin High School in Winnipeg, where a swastika was spray painted on a Jewish student's locker. Just a week earlier, swastikas were also found on the exterior of the school near Academy Road and Stafford Street. Those incidents follow a series of hate-motivated vandalism cases across the city. The repeated incidents have left many in Winnipeg's Jewish community feeling unsafe, particularly children and youth, explains Jeff Lieberman, president of the Jewish Federation of Winnipeg.
They face anti-Semitism, you know, whether it's being bullied at school, swastikas being put into washrooms, on lockers, on the school itself. It's a really difficult situation for them, and they just really don't feel safe in that environment. And I feel really bad for the kids these days that are going through that. And then it extends to adults as well who are facing it. And, you know, when they go to their synagogue and they expect to be able to be in a safe place where they don't have to worry that they're going to be targeted, to all of a sudden see that, you know, it's not easy.
Statistics Canada data shows these concerns reflect a broader national trend. Police reported hate crimes have nearly doubled over the past 5 years, rising from 2,646 incidents in 2020 to 4,882 reported cases in 2024. Religion-based hate crimes have more than doubled during that period, alongside increases in crimes motivated by race, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Lieberman said leadership and accountability are critical in responding to that reality.
Our leaders, whether those are our political leaders or our religious leaders or our business leaders, need to speak out against all forms of hate, and especially anti-Semitism, because it's so prevalent these days. And not just when a terrible incident occurs. They need to be able to talk about how all forms of hate cannot be allowed. That's not the Canada that we expect to live in.
The new Security Enhancement Fund will allow eligible organizations to apply for support for projects such as enhanced lighting, security cameras, alarm systems, controlled access points, safety training, and repairs following hate-motivated damage. Alongside security investments, the province says education is a key part of preventing hate. Last year, Manitoba launched a kindergarten to grade 12 anti-Islamophobia action plan aimed at fostering inclusion, student well-being, and stronger partnerships with Muslim communities. The province has also made Holocaust education mandatory as part of a renewed social studies curriculum that began in the 2024-25 school year. Lieberman said education is essential in understanding the harm caused by hate symbols.
You know, the swastika has a meaning that is about hate, religious hate. 6 million Jews died because of the leadership of the Nazi regime, as well as a number of others as well. But you know, it brings back a lot of terrible memories for Jews and for others when they see that symbol. And no good comes of that. It's all about sending a hateful message.
He also pointed to the importance of learning from other histories of harm in Canada, such as the atrocities of residential school.
We can't make up enough for what happened to many Indigenous people, and just horrible what happened. And we need to educate our youth about that, and We need to educate them about what happened at the Holocaust, during the Holocaust, and make sure that people understand that, you know, history tends to repeat itself. We just cannot let that happen. And we need to be able to educate people properly so that they really know what the history is.
As hate crimes continue to affect multiple communities across Manitoba, leaders say the path forward must include unity, education, and collective responsibility.
You know, all of us want to live in a society where everybody reaches their full potential and can share what we have to offer here. And yet the Jewish community, time and time again, continues to come up against really, really ugly, nasty incidents like this one. Other communities too, the Muslim community, we've seen very high profile incidents targeting them as well. And so our government, just to be clear, is taking a series of actions, of which this is one step.
Lieberman is calling on communities to unite and support those experiencing hate. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.